to see the signs and wonders, and to hear the distant thunder, and to feel the whole earth rumble. That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the ages. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of celebration. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Can't you see the fig tree blooming? Can't you hear the storm clouds booming? Can't you hear the mountains moving? That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. That's the dance of the rhythm of the angels. That's the dance of the rhythm of God. That's the dance of the rhythm of celebration. That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Say goodbye to all things past. Welcome to the world of the love. Listen to the trumpet blast. God is coming soon.
Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. That's right. The Bible doesn't condemn gays. Kind of interesting, I was looking outside this morning. Chemtrails everywhere. We had a couple of days and not too many. Roof's been pretty cold. And there was a couple of yesterday, but this morning, just chemtrails, military jets flying overhead, putting all that poisonous stuff in the sky. And an hour or two into the morning, turn the news on. Perfectly clear sky in the morning. Now it's practically all cloudy looking because of the chemtrails. And the weatherman says, look at, you can see some clouds coming in. No, the weatherman, these aren't clouds. Maybe clouds will come in a little bit later because they're predicting rain. But right now, the sky is this way because of chemtrails. Does a weatherman ever talk about chemtrails? They're so obvious. I watched that documentary showing trade along a river between China and Vietnam. And they're involved in trading their products between each other. And in the scene, you can see the sky and the typical X, because the military, they always like to fly over. They have the orders to crisscross, and especially make the X. Sometimes they make like tic-tac-toe things across the sky. And yet, how often have you heard anything reported about chemtrails? Are you really in the belief system that thinks that chemtrails is just contrails? You know, contrails is what normally jets produce when the atmosphere is right and the elevation is right, the temperature is right, all things combined will create a contrail. And contrail is just simply water vapor. This will extend behind the jet 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 or a little bit more, but not much more, plane lengths behind the aircraft. And then it will just disappear. It's just water vapor. It doesn't last very long. And the conditions have to be right in the atmosphere. So you don't see them produced at will at any level the airplane is flying at. And yet still, somehow today, throughout the world, these chemtrails are pouring this stuff over all major cities and everywhere. There's satellite views taken out in the Pacific Ocean where you can see how the weatherman shows the storm systems are coming in a few hundred miles still out to sea, and some photographs that you could find will show at the tail end of that is a tremendous number of chemtrails coming in right behind it. So they're out in the ocean producing chemtrails. Some of the first chemtrails started back in the first Gulf War, and the satellite view of them shows circles going around, besides the crisscrossing, the whole country of Iraq. And yet still, we don't say a thing. We don't care. We're not even interested. It's not even a part of our daily thinking about what these things are. You can sit there and you can watch the jets go over, and as time goes on, these trails that go across the sky begin to spread out, and you can see as though it's raining, because you know, we know what rain looks like when we're looking off in the distance, sometimes driving through there, we see that rain-like stuff, we know that it's raining over there. Well, these chemtrails have this kind of raining like. So whatever's in the chemtrails, guess where it's coming? It's coming down here onto us. But we don't hear anything about this. We don't know a thing about chemtrails, do we? How many of you will go to your Google, type in the word chemtrail? Will any of you do it? Now Google's pretty interesting, you know. You could click on image. You know, images, you got web, images, and a couple other choices in Google, and also the other search engines. Choose image. You know, if you're really lazy, choose image, type the word chemtrail. You don't have to filter anything, and then you get pages and pages and pages of results showing pictures in front of your eyes of chemtrails. Now, these are military jets going over. Do you ever have it come to your mind what they're doing? I mean, it almost seems like some of us that really know what's sort of going on, we almost seem like that, boy, we got to really stay in the closet about that. You don't dare. If you happen to say, oh, look at the chemtrails, everybody just looks at you kind of strange, you know. But if you dare say, well, hey, they're poisoning us or something like that, it's even all the more strange. I mean, it almost feels like that. You better not say a word. Why? Why can't you go to church and listen to your pastor who's supposed to be protecting you, supposed to be, you know, a pastor is somebody that watches over the flock to keep danger away and to keep it healthy and you know, developing. Why is it your pastor searching out the dangers in the world and warning you about them, advising you how you can look for this danger too? Now, we're not looking here to try to get all feared up and all that. You're going to be scared. You know, being a Christian doesn't mean suddenly if you have fear or you're scared that you're in disobedience to Jesus. You're still in your human body, and if something dangerous is coming along, you're going to get scared. Why are we blocking out chemtrails? They talk about global warming and all this kind of stuff, day in and day out. They're saying we're putting all kinds of stuff in the sky with our factories and cars and everything. Look at these chemtrails. They fill the sky. And we say nothing about them. We care not even a speck about chemtrails. Why? Now, when you go to these sites and look up and read about chemtrails, you can have a lot of different kind of things going into this as people do research on the progression from the first days of chemtrails until the day. You know, is kind of funny. How we had jets all along. What happened in the 80s, the late 80s and stuff, time of the Gulf War? What happened that suddenly now our fuel is such that we can at will make these big long smoke trails behind jets that could be widened? And yet we don't care. And you go to the websites and you look at that, and there's a whole myriad of things telling you what they're doing. Then they're telling you also what is required on passenger jets in amongst the plumbing system of the restrooms on the airplanes is another system which, when the airplane has landed, this tank system, separate from any other, is filled. And as the plane takes off, nears populated area, it squirts out these things out at the tips of the wings. You see these little metal rods sticking out on the edge of the plane evenly towards the end of the tail. And some of them are spraying out chemicals. You can find this information. Chemtrails, you can find an abundance of information. Generally, when you stir everything together to try to get out a picture of what is really going on, you come up with, you know, back a long time ago, 1919 or something like that, they had the Spanish flu. Maybe I'm not sure the date on when that Spanish flu hit. It killed a lot of people. Well, they're using a modified version of this Spanish flu, but it is difficult to get you sick. So they are producing this stuff in the sky, which you're going to breathe in, and it is causing your lungs to be readily convenient, an incubation chamber, if you will, to this modified version of the Spanish flu. We might know it as a bird flu today. But we like to accept whatever they tell us. We don't want to research it. We don't want to find out. You know, maybe a bunch of this stuff is just crazy old talking or anything. But one thing that you know for absolutely a true fact, that there are chemtrails going across the sky. You can't deny that. The people that are watching this program over in Seattle, you see it every day. Today, this is tons and tons of chemtrails in the Seattle skies. And we say nothing about it. We don't even think about it. Not only do they make our beautiful, wonderful blue skies, you know, finally come to a time the rain is over, there's no smog and everything, and so we got wonderful blue skies, and what happens? The government spends the day making it hazy and nasty looking with these big, ugly chemtrails. Maybe sometimes they're fun to watch, you know. What are they doing? Sometimes they go in circles. Most of the time they can go straight lines, and then they cross, and often you can just see the chemtrails going, and then they get at a certain angle so they can make an X. Now this is important, because the people behind it, when you're do the research on it, you begin to read all kinds of stuff, and there's all kinds of people out there, so you could say they're all quacks. Or you could say, you know, some of them might know what they're talking about. You can see a general pattern of things and glean out what you might think is the truth in all of this. And you'll find out that, hey, you know, the Masons are behind this, and they have a certain structure of ideas about this cross type of thing, putting a hex on the land or whatever it is that you will. But it's happening to us, people, and very few of you care. You don't see it on the news, the weatherman calls it clouds, and yet you see with your eyes, practically daily, these chemtrails going over the Seattle skies and around the world. I've been in several countries, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. Been in Taiwan, been in Europe. Then you see all these commercials. It's getting pretty hard to shoot a commercial these days without having chemtrails up in the sky. And I guess it's hard to shoot a movie in the olden days because you've got to be careful how you angle the camera so you won't be shooting a chemtrail. And it's really amazing sometimes when these newscasters actually have to show point blank an ex-chemtrail as they're reporting the news sometimes, and they can't get it out of the line of the camera because the angle of their shot that they want to shoot includes that X up in the sky. But no mention of, you know, what is the military doing up there? And if they're doing it in China, then what is the thing? You mean the United States government has an agreement with China to pour chemtrails over it? Or is China also doing the same thing? Well, there's lots of information out there available, and you need to learn about what is happening around you, so when things happen, you will know that this thing is being done, and you won't have to start guessing that God is bad, Jesus lied, and all this other kind of stuff, because essentially this is what is being done to Christians, is you're being manipulated to believe future lies. Now people, you need to find the truth so that when things happen, you're ready for it. If you watch, then you know when the thief comes in and he can't steal. But if you're not out there watching, he could steal everything you have. And what you have is your salvation. And you can choose to turn your back on Jesus. So, you know, there's chemtrails out here. I might add more clips in here. But come on now, people. Well, so let's just walk outside and let's see if there is any chemtrails up here. Yeah, can you see those? All over the sky. There's a couple of chemtrails over there. Pretty much covering the sky, beginning to blend into the whole sky. Another one towards the back here, as you can see.
Well, look at that. Bottom of the screen. Real UFO.
Let's go back in. Chemtrails are really an interesting phenomenon, but it's not the whole picture. It's just one of many things that are about to happen and are happening throughout the world as Antichrist kingdom gets ready to manifest itself in the United States in the soon coming days. Hard to tell when, but it's going to be fairly soon. Soon does not mean next month, but it certainly does not mean 10 years from now either. The United States is going to suspend its constitution, and martial law will be declared, and whoever is the president will become dictator, or something in that area will happen. There's going to be a major roundup of American citizens. There's already 3 million to 4 million, perhaps more, foreign troops ready to start the roundup. Some are stationed in Mexico, some are stationed in Canada, some are ready to enter Canada along their western coast, the Chinese. Russians are in Mexico and the United States. And we also had invited, you know, back in the days of Troy, how did they win? You know, how'd they overcome such a fantastic fortification of the city? They gave a gift to the city, a Trojan horse. And so the elite troop got in that horse, and when it got into the city, they opened the gates, and the city was overran. This is what the United Nations is. We open-handedly and open-armed accept the United Nations and are well conditioned to think that generally the United Nations is good organization. Some of us may have our woes about it, but usually not in relationship to the one world government or Antichrist kingdom. Overall, we generally have this idea that the UN is basically trying to do good, and maybe they just can't really do it because there's corruption and stuff. But this is not what the UN is about. It is a deceitful organization plastering us with information that just isn't true, preparing us to be overran. They are in us, the U.S., in the Trojan horse, and they're ready to come out and attack us from within. We have all these things that are told us, like there's terrorists and stuff like that. This is not what the world is about. Christians of all people should know that there is an agenda in the world that's written in the Bible. Satan has a plan, and he's got permission, 100% permission from God to do just about whatever he wants to get his kingdom on earth. We call it Antichrist kingdom. And so you're not going to find Al-Qaeda or something like that. You're not going to find any axes of evil that are really this supposedly axis of evil. What you're going to find when you really dig into the truth is an elite plan of a very few people that has been controlling the world from within secretly, and many you don't even have a clue who they are because their names are not public. These people are manipulating things around the world, giving us names to call things like Al-Qaeda or Iraq War or some other kinds of stuff like that, or some other interior things in the United States, hate this, hate that, or whatever, and we seem to be satisfied with this. We don't want to look beyond to see what the whole picture is. And the whole picture is to build Antichrist's kingdom with the most support possible. And if you get the Christian community to support Antichrist's kingdom, then hey, you know, you have the battles won. By the time Christians wake up, it'll be too late. And this is what the agenda is, to subtly trick you into accepting most everything until finally, by the time you figure it out, it's too late. They're out of the Trojan horse. They're knocking at your door or bashing it down and hauling you off to FEMA camps, to slave labor re-education camps. And they have permission to do things that are pretty bad when they come knocking down your door to your loved ones as they haul you off to these camps, which are all over the United States. This is a worldwide type of process. An interesting factor is if you do go out on drives and you're driving at night, your headlights are on, look on the other side of the street, and you will see the street signs, various kinds, the back side of them has reflectors on them. And as you go, you will notice the reflectors kind of are in different areas. Well, you can all go online and you can see this and get an understanding of what these reflectors on the backside of signs mean. They're actually giving directions to foreign troops who are driving these vehicles, hauling you off to FEMA camps, and the directions to the nearest one are the one that they're assigned to take you to. The world is not like what you think it is. And chemtrails is a visual sign to know something isn't right. And as I said, you've got other visual signs, like the back of the signpost as you drive at night with your headlights reflecting off the directions towards the FEMA camp. If you don't know Jesus right now, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and that God rose you on the third day. If you believe this in your heart, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, then you will have eternal life. The next step in this is to actually tell somebody. You don't have to go running out or anything to go tell anybody. You can, but either when questioned or in the opportunity, just tell somebody, you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That seals, that like signs it over, completes the contract with Jesus for salvation. So you ask Jesus to save you, believing that he's the Son of God, and you've been told somebody about it, which signs the contract. Now you have to keep that foundation belief. You could get a lot of help by asking Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. That's something to read about in Acts chapter 2. Now get ready, people. Deceptions are about to try to get you to turn your backs on Jesus. See you next week.
To see the signs and wonders, and to hear the distant thunder, and to feel the whole earth rumble, that's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. That's the dance of the rhythm of the ages. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of celebration. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Can't you see the victory looming? Can't you hear the storm clouds booming? Can't you hear the mountains moving? That's the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the ages. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of celebration. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Dance the dance of the rhythm of creation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of God. Dance the dance of the rhythm of revelation. Dance the dance of the rhythm of the coming of the Lord. Say goodbye to all things past. We are the new Jerusalem. Listen to the trumpet blast. God is coming to you.